So, you know, my friend and I, we were going to the movies, and we stopped off and bought this cafe latte.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is that, like Italian coffee?
Yeah, that's right.
Half milk, half coffee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You take a sip?
Yes, I did.
Now, when you took a sip, did you notice it was hot? Were you able to sip it in your normal fashion?
No, I wasn't able to sip it in my normal fashion.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. You take big sips?
Well, I think I take a normal sip.
Okay, you take normal sips, nothing wrong with that. Then what happened?
Well, you know, they don't allow outside drinks in the movie theater, so I had to put it in my shirt and sneak it in.
Yeah, see, they like to sell their own coffee.
Yeah. Now, is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for them. This is a clear violation of your rights as a consumer. It's an infringement on your constitutional rights.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're on the Rubicon with James Lewis. We are the preeminent healthcare media platform serving the urban culture on Sirius XM channel 141, HUR Voices. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast globally. And now on Lance J Plus, about the profound impact that healthcare has on individuals and communities. We have so much to unpack on today's show. I'm going to start with one of my favorite topics. And if you listen to this show, or you listen to the Lance J Radio Network, which I also host on 141, every few months, I will do a public service announcement. I like to draw from my own personal experiences. I do not tolerate lukewarm people in my personal life. So I don't care if it's family. I don't care if it's friends. I don't care if I grew up with you. I don't care if I went to high school with you, if I went to college with you. If the relationship goes lukewarm, as relationships do, because people move on with their lives, things change. But I personally will not surround myself with lukewarm people in my personal life. And I damn sure will not surround myself with lukewarm people in my professional life. The difference between your personal life and your professional life, if you take some L's in your personal life and you have a friend, someone that you don't really feel appreciates you, that's pouring into you, that's supporting you, that's a one-sided relationship, that sucks. If you have that in your family, that sucks. But you have the opportunity to open the lid on the jar and go out and pursue your life, because life is beautiful. If you let somebody mess with your confidence in your career and you get into a situation where in your career people are stepping on your face or using you or abusing you or manipulating you because they don't appreciate you, they're lukewarm, you let it go south in your career, you're going to have a lot of problems. Me personally, I'm not letting anyone bleep around with my money. I'm just not going to do that. So if you show any lukewarmness in career, I'm ghost. Even in the Bible, if you go to Revelation, and I'm the son of a pastor, I'm the grandson of a pastor, the great-grandson of a pastor. I studied theology for 2 years at The Oakwood University before going into business. But even the Most High, when talking about the church of Laodicea, says you are neither hot or cold, so I vomit you out of my mouth. Lukewarm even makes God sick. The sovereign ruler of the universe is nauseated by our lukewarmness and our relationships with him. I know that everybody that listens to this show doesn't necessarily believe in higher being, and that's fine as well. I'm talking about those that have those beliefs. In business, when it comes to clients and when you're a consultant such as myself, you want to have a portfolio of clients And I'm at a place now where I don't have to work with clients. I don't need your money. I used to be, when I first started, I needed every dollar. I don't need your money. I can work with people that I want to work with. If I get any hint of someone being lukewarm, I'm out. I'm just not going to do it. And it's not because of my pride. It's not because of arrogance. It's not because that, hey, I've had a lot of success in this industry and I've helped a lot of health plans to make, you know, I basically put close to $1 billion, probably $1 billion on the table last decade. I made my clients and places that I've worked full time, I've made them $1 billion. Me, I'm not talking about $1 billion gross. I'm talking about $1 billion net, meaning that they made $1 billion that they would not have made had Lance J not shown up, had James Lewis not shown up. I'm very proud of that. And look, everybody's in a different place on the spectrum of their career. I never tell people to crash out and cuss out their bosses. Or if you're like me and you consult, it's all about client services. My job, I'm not an executive anymore. My job's not to lead large teams of 100 people and to build these macro level ideas and workflows and stuff. My job is to service clients, whatever the client needs. Offer a portfolio of service. My job is really about building relationships and smiling and treating people well and making clients feel that I'm someone that can be an entrusted part of their team. And sometimes you don't click with someone. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes somebody's like, hey, we noticed that you weren't wearing a tie on a Zoom call. I'm like, yo, you called me because you have a 9-figure deficit. Bleep your tie, man. If you're looking for someone that's going to do that, call McKinsey. Call McKesson. Call one of these high consulting. Call Epic. Call one of these high consulting firms. Call Optum. If you want somebody to do that. If you want somebody to get the job done, you call me. If you want someone that went to Stanford or went to Harvard and dressed a certain way, you can call somebody else. And I'm not going to take it personal. I'll see you at the next conference. Hopefully we'll go out. Have a beer. Well, I don't drink. I'll have a near beer, or what does my wife always get? I have a Shirley Temple. But the concept in your career, just be careful. I say this all the time. Be careful of people that are lukewarm on you. Lukewarm people are dangerous, man. Someone that's cold on you, they're just like, look, I don't like you. I don't like your cologne. I don't like the way you carry yourself. I don't think that you're smart enough. I don't think that you're good looking enough. I hate your show. I think you're a jackass. Somebody that doesn't like you, at least they've covered the bases that they don't like you. Then it becomes transactional. Sometimes you have a great business relationship with someone that you dislike. It's like, hey, I don't like you, but you're very productive. And if we can coexist and not have a level of toxicity, there's business there. And then someone that does like you, that does want to pour into you, that does believe in you. They're like, hey, James, you're the right man for the job. Or they say, you're the right woman for the job. You're the right person for the job. We know that you're smart enough. We know that you're good looking enough. We know that you have the drive. Obviously, that's an ideal situation. But it's that person that's kind of in and out. You don't know where they stand. And that sucks in your personal life. And it sucks in your professional life. We need to make people draw that line. Let me know where I stand. And I encourage people to force that in their business situations. If you have a boss, if you're working for someone and they're lukewarm on you, you need to get out of there. If they think that, hey, you got a whole lot to improve on, then at least you could sit down and have an honest conversation of, what are the steps that I need to improve and how can I work through those steps? But I just think that dynamic is very interesting. I don't do lukewarm in my spiritual life. I don't do lukewarm in my personal life. And I don't do lukewarm in my professional life. Paragon 7 Studios.
from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Sirius XM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch Day Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch Day Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
When you live with diabetes, progress is having your coffee like you like it, without an audience. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor tracks your glucose in real time, so everyone else doesn't have to. And over time, it can help lower your A1C. Confident choices for more control of your life. This is progress. Learn more and try for free at freestylelibre.us.
James Lewis.
I decided this show is focused on me curating. It's to have talented people on. Like you, there is no one person that can have a monologue healthcare show that really supports the culture.
Right.
You got to have men, you got to have women, you got people from the LGBT community.
Yeah.
You
got to
have
different perspectives,
married people, single people. And you just have to have a robust type of discussion. So yeah. Janelle is the star. I just want to make that. Janelle is the star. Of the Rubicon. I'm only here to facilitate.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim, that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.